From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House confirming President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. Trump spokesperson Sean Spicer.
It is not up to, nor is it appropriate, nor is it legal for the government to start going into private citizens seeking advice and telling them what they have to register or not. That would be the equivalent of walking through someone's tax return and saying that's not a deduction that you should take.
Spicer said President Trump insists on the highest ethical standards, in his words, for everyone who works in this administration, and that is why Flynn had to resign. United Nations officials and international aid workers fear the Turkish government is gearing up to shutter more Western non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, working with Syrian refugees following the expulsion Tuesday of Mercy Corps, one of the world's largest humanitarian nonprofits. UN officials say they suspect all Western NGOs are likely to be instructed shortly to re-register their presence in the country, and it's unclear whether they will be allowed in the meantime to continue working with the more than 2 million Syrian refugees. Faced with a shrinking pool of visas, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul has started turning away Afghan military translators and other Afghan nationals seeking to immigrate to the United States through a decades-old special visa program. As part of March 5th, more than 1,437 special migrant visas were available for Afghans when there were more than 15,000 Afghans in various stages of the application process. This is VOA News.